the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Looking for any sign of communication. Like, are you alive?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Exactly. And that one means you've just been blown off.
Yeah.
And that's why we do this, to help you find out why they haven't contacted you. If you're in that situation, hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Tori, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay. So are you looking for any sort of signs of communication that Rob is alive?
I am indeed. It was really odd. We met, we hit it off, and I just haven't heard back from him.
So, Tori, how did you meet Rob?
We met at a work conference.
Okay.
And then we exchanged numbers, and there was definitely a connection.
I love that feeling. I love it, because you're like, we're sort of in the same, like, you know, atmosphere work-wise, mm-hmm. and now there's little sparks happening. Mm. So you went on the date.
Yeah. I totally didn't expect it. And we went out on a date, and it was great. I mean, it was one of the best dates and conversations that I ever had with a guy.
Wow.
Big deal. That's a big deal.
Now, clearly something has gone wrong here that you say was the best.
And he hasn't got you back.
Something happened. So we need to find out. So, I mean, everything ended okay?
Yeah, everything ended okay. I was really happy and waiting for him to call me again. And I really wanted to see him again. Nothing.
Really quick, though, what was the date? Was it like a dinner or what was it?
It was a lunch. It was a lunch.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's not a lot that can go wrong with a lunch date. I don't know.
All right. Well, Tori,
exactly.
I'm really curious. I mean, when you say it's the best and they don't call you back, something has happened here. So let's try to get Rob on the phone. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, because she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretend? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really. Myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She loves like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there.
Tori and Rob met at a work conference, exchanged numbers, went on a lunch date. Tori said this was the best date she's ever been on. but apparently something has gone wrong here. So, Tori, you ready for us to try to get Rob on the phone?
Yes, please.
Okay. Right. Now, Tori, just don't say anything while we get Rob on the phone because we don't want to ambush him. We're going to try and figure out what the actual reason was that he hasn't gotten back to you. I'm real curious. So
me too.
Just stay quiet on your end, okay?
Hello?
Hey, is this Rob?
This is he. Who's this?
Oh, Rob, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show.
Here's the thing, Rob. We have a friend in common. Her name's Tori. We know that y'all went on a date.
Oh, no.
Oh. No, wait, just hold on. Just hold on.
Hold on. Come
we
on,
we have Tori's story.
No.
But she really likes you, Rob, and she wants to know why you didn't call her back or haven't texted her back.
I didn't call her back because she thinks I'm not. I am not. She smelled like a bag of garbage and a sour homeless person.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No. It hurt my feelings.
Rob, we actually have Tori on the phone.
Okay.
Tori?
Sorry, Rob. Tori.
Girl.
Is there a possibility that you forgot to shower that day?
What happened?
Okay. I shower, okay? I smell good. I use deodorant.
How do you not smell yourself?
Really hygienic. Well, there is something that happened that I thought by the time we had lunch, it had gone away.
What was
did
that?
You have to look for something in the dumpster?
Oh.
Well, I am on the edge of my seat.
I know.
Like,
hold on.
What could possibly have happened? Okay, Tori,
come on.
Put
what
it
happened?
Out there.
I got sprayed by a skunk. I mean, that is the reason. But I thought by the time, I thought this had gone away.
What? What is this, Looney Tunes?
Sounds like a cartoon.
I took tomato baths for 4 days. I mean, I thought it was gone. And I mean,
It was not.
Poor Tori. I didn't even know this was a thing.
I mean, nobody said anything around me. I mean, it's not like I was by myself. I mean, I had to go to work. I saw some friends. So, I mean.
Well, maybe Rob also has a very sensitive smell, like a sensitive sense of smell.
No, but okay. Maybe your friends are just trying to be nice. Listen, is the smell gone?
That was gone. I mean, I think it's been long enough. I mean,
Listen, if you wait, how about we wait one more week? I am open if you're open. We can go out in another week.
Tori, will you?
Yeah. I would be open to it, definitely. Because I felt like we had a connection.
Oh, my God, you guys. I love this so much. This never happens.
Oh, my God. We actually have a blown-up connection. Holly, hit the siren.
I need Kleenex.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.